Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. This is the text. Last week, one of the sermons I preached, I don't remember which one, I said there are many wonderful things about opening gifts at Christmas. It is a time for creating so many memories. And the common perception is that the tearing into the gifts on Christmas morning is where the action is. The funny thing is that when I look back on the Christmas experience, Christmas Eves and Christmas mornings of my youth and even my adult life, my memories are not of the gifts that I received. I was thinking about this week. Looking back, honestly, I can only specifically remember three gifts that I ever got. When I was in grade school, I got a Tonka bulldozer from my grandparents. Now that was when toys were real. I mean, it was made of real metal, had sharp edges. I mean, this was a dangerous piece of equipment. I loved it. I also remember getting a red International Harvester tractor, 1466. It also was metal. I still have it. I planted and harvested many a living room in my youth with that tractor, and I tell you, my mom just used to love it when I would plant the whole living room in real shelled corn, in rows, all the way around, and then leave it for several days until the harvest would come. Really, she didn't enjoy that at all. But I remember that gift. The other gift that I specifically remember is this wedding ring. Melinda surprised me with it. My first ring got lost around the time that Annalisa started walking. We think Annalisa ate it. It was on the dresser in our bedroom, and then it wasn't. Even when we moved, it was nowhere to be found. I always thought that Annalisa was worth her weight in gold. At least we know that's partially true. But other than those gifts, I have only vague recollection of images of wrapping paper and empty boxes. The gifts were never the focus. I remember the candlelight service each year, which is still one of my favorite events. What a marvelous night we had last night. I remember being in church on Christmas Day, and from about the fourth grade on, I was always robed up and sitting up front, assisting my dad in some way, whether it was an acolyte or helping with the readings or the prayers. And so my memory of Christmas Day at church was looking out and seeing the kids who brought some of their new Christmas toys to church. And I found great amusement because for some reason parents thought that Matchbox cars were safe toys for their children to bring. But the people in the five rows in front of them didn't think so. Or my favorite was when parents would not realize that certain new dolls came with the ability to make noise. That amused me in my youth. But as I look back and ponder Christmas, more than anything, I remember being in God's house. To this day, when people ask me, during the Advent season, they ask me, "Are you ready for Christmas?" I tend to offer answers that just puzzle and confuse the inquirer, because my answer never has anything to do with the purchasing of gifts. Leading up to today, how many times were you asked, "Are you ready for Christmas to come?" As we have seen through the Advent season, the more more appropriate question would be, are you ready for Christ to come? Christmas has come, and what a joyous day to celebrate. And it is appropriate that we give gifts. Those small gifts remind us that our Father in heaven has given us the ultimate gift. Christ has come. The Son of God has come in the flesh. The Word of God, who was there in the beginning, who made all things, was made flesh. In the incarnation, that word, it means taking on flesh. He came as a child, and he grew into a man, and he brought an end to the darkness and suffering of this world. It is appropriate that we give gifts. It is appropriate that we celebrate. It is appropriate that we gather with family, both in our homes and our greater family of the church. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and he has taken the burden of your sin upon his shoulders and carried it to the cross. That's what we celebrate today. That's why we gather together. Not just at Christmas, but every time that we gather together as the children of God. And this is the reason that when I think of Christmas, I think of being in God's house. This is where the action is. I have truly enjoyed how the schedule has fallen this year. The divine service that we celebrate this morning, it marks the sixth opportunity in 4 days for us to gather and celebrate the story of what Christ has done for us. It is worth more than gold. It is worth more than any gift Santa has left under your tree this year or any year. The joy of Christmas is found here in what we do in God's house. The joy of Christmas is found here in the broken body and shed blood of Christ our Lord. I pray that when you think of Christmas, you think of being here, because this is where the action is. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.